last episode of this year. In this special episode, I'm going to sit down with each member of the Adforma team to reflect on the highlights, key learnings, and unexpected surprises from this year. I'm very excited to be joined by Maria, Lou, Camilo, Paul, and Micha. We're going to look back on a year full of challenges, exciting projects, and creative solutions. I've asked every single one of them how they would describe the year 2024 with only one adjective. Let's take a look.
Interesting.
Metamorphic.
New.
Turbulent.
Team.
Camilo, you're the leader who has guided that Adforma team through a year full of growth and change. I would say 2024 has been quite a ride, and I would love to hear your thoughts about how the year went, what you've learned, and what you're excited about in 2024. Hey, Camilo, how are you?
Hey, Anna, I'm good. Thanks for the invite. I'm excited to be here.
That's really nice to hear. You described the year with the word team. Why?
I chose the word team because in the last year we had a lot of change going on in our company. We restructured a bit and had a couple of people leaving us, unfortunately, but some new members coming in. And in that vein, I was appointed as a new team lead, first time in my life. So it was quite a new challenge. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think I've learned quite a lot and understand now a little bit better how relationships shape everything in our life, also in the workspace. And that is why I chose team, because in the end, nothing that we achieved this year could have happened alone. That's, I think, the word that describes it the best. And
nice.
That's my answer.
Nice. I like it. It's very nice. I think it's very important, like, even when there are like some specific challenges coming in, for example, like team members coming and leaving, that like still there's this spirit, as already the other team members already said, that they really admired us about the publisher team.
It's nice to hear. Yeah, I think it's about the culture, and the culture is bigger than one person, and you cannot build a culture alone. So it's can be very difficult, but worth the challenge to find some people that really fit and are aligned in their values, which I think we accomplished. So very excited to what's to come.
Nice. I also want to hear some thoughts from you about affiliate marketing, like how it evolved this year and what surprised you the most in like the work.
Okay, affiliate marketing. Well, I think in general, in the whole advertising space, one big surprise that happened this year was Google not really following through with their cookie, third-party cookie policy, and they took it back. So I think this enables us in Adformit and Advanced to really continue with some of our products who are focused on post-view functionalities. So this was quite a nice surprise for our company and in general. And I wouldn't say that the affiliate marketing landscape changed so dramatically. What changed dramatically, in my opinion, is rather the super hype topic AI and automation, because I think no matter what company you are in, you really felt the impact of people who are starting to leverage all the tools and making use of all their capabilities. So I think this is the topic that really also drove our team internally, because we're really thinking, how can we improve our workflows? How can we minimize the manual repetitive tasks and really focus on the stuff that is fun and really helps us grow our culture and our revenue.
Okay, nice. I want to go back to the fact that like this year was very important also for like the team building, and because there were a lot of changes. Do you have like, what approach did you take in order to build that former team, or like to take all the challenges and to make it like, yeah, to keep everyone stay motivated and what were the goals?
Good question. I think for me, the biggest challenge in the beginning was, because we are very remotely active companies, so people are spread all over the world. How do you build a team with almost only new people who need to get to know each other? And this as a person who has never led a team before. So the first thing I did was research, watch some YouTube videos and read some books. What I could really recommend were Getting Things Done and Team by David Allen, because for me, I'm not a very naturally organized person, I would say. But this really helped me to step by step lay out, okay, what are the horizons on which you need to decide what team you want to lead, What are the values that your team should convey, and also, yeah, like big macro picture, what is the vision? And then go step by step until you reach the action level. So this really helped me. And the other thing that I've learned from Radical Candor by Tim Scott, very good book. I wish I would have read it earlier because it really gave me questions that I didn't even knew that I should ask about team and team building, and also about leading. And how in the end it's all just humans, and you need to get along on a personal level to really have a performance-based team, because only then you can be realigned. And maybe regarding the goal part of your question, one key thing that I've understood that helped me a lot is that the goal of the team, optimally, every individual goal of each member fits in the goal of your team, because then you're really aligned and everything is pointing in the same direction, and really then you can make fast progress.
Okay, but also where you're like putting everyone in like a different position to like create this team, or where you're also like leaving some space or like just giving everyone also the opportunity to grow in like in their role, or how did you approach this?
Yeah, I think we took a while to really pinpoint the different roles that we needed, and then we did a coaching where we had an external coach coming in, and really he showed us a nice graph where you could really pinpoint some character traits of different people and how they differ. And from there we could really see, okay, maybe this person is a little bit more focused on the orderly side, this one is more prone to recognize risk than other people. This one has a very intellectual mind, not intelligent, but like that you see the big picture and you're really interested in putting things into perspective. And from there, now we are trying to tailor the roles even more. So definitely we, from the start, from the get-go, it was more like, where do you see yourself? Where do I see yourself? But now it's more, we have some tools and some system behind it, and we're trying to tailor the roles even more. And then just lucky that the people are very, very nice, and everyone is very interested in harmony in the team. And you notice it because the way in which they support each other is very nice.
Yeah, I think that's very important to like be supportive and not be competitive. I mean, also like to be competitive in a way, but also to be like to be more like working together and supporting each other.
Yeah, I think, like I said, like the individual goals need to fit in the team goal and optimally in the company goal. And then once you're aligned, then everything gets easier.
Gets easier. Nice. All right. I want to come back again to the affiliate marketing topic, because you already mentioned as well about AI, and also like it was like such a big change in this year. Do you see like, or what trends do you think will be like big in 2025? Do you have an idea, or like also a wish, or what are you focusing on?
I think what started out last year, this year, generative AI is still a very hot topic. We will see how different companies leverage this technology, how also the law will provide some guidelines or not. What happens if you create something with AI? Can you use it? How do people leverage AI without providing sensitive data to the companies behind the AI? This will definitely continue. From my experience now, the team is also more and more getting accustomed to it, and we share all the things we learn, the different tools. So this is definitely something that we will continue on doing, and also building some automations via Make, for example, is something that we're really focused on. Besides AI, something that we notice, not too much from the publisher side, but as a result, they obviously get affected. But from the advertiser side, our colleagues tell us that transparency in the industry is more and more the new standard. So people really want to understand and know where the ads and the links and whatever whatnot are placed. So I think this is a direction that we are trying to go in, which I think is a trend that makes sense in my mind, because transparency for me is something that I also value a lot. So I would understand that advertisers and publishers also want to understand, okay, what is the relation and what is the deal here? So I think that's something Which can be complicated if you look at the trend with AI, because on the one hand, the algorithms are getting stronger and stronger, and big players like Google and Meta, they only leave the choice to algorithms. So basically, you're working with a black box. You have no idea how it happened, why the AI shows you a result, or where your ad is displayed. And on the other hand, people want to be much want more transparency. So that's an interesting dynamic, and we will
Yeah.
see how it plays out.
All right. Also, do you have some specific goals like for yourself or for your team for 2025 besides this topic?
Yeah, I think we're on a good path. We want to continue growing and getting to know each other even better. This year, we built a lot of foundational stuff. So we are working on a new product, the Keyword Linker, who allows publishers to implement a little code snippet on their website. They can then select a different topic, for example, travel, and then each time a user gets to their website, the script runs through, checks for keywords that make sense depending on the keyword list they chose. And then converts fitting keywords into affiliate links, which can be a game changer, I think, for many publishers, and also just add more value to every publisher because a new monetization stream is always nice to have. And other than that, yeah, we also almost finished with our new website with a rebrand, which also will make it easier, I think, for publishers to really understand what we offer, how we solve their problems potentially. And then how they can get in contact with us and explains just very basically in a very lean way, as I think, our products.
Nice, nice. I'm very excited to see the results from the new website. And yeah, so thank you very much for the very nice insights and also about your future plans. I have one last question, which is a bit holiday themed. If affiliate marketing were a Christmas figure, which one would it be and why?
I think
Yeah.
Nutcracker is
Yeah.
fitting.
Okay. And why?
Because affiliate marketing always puts you in some, can put you in tricky situations. You need to put in the right pressure in the right place, then you get the nut. So basically,
Mix the
I'm missing the
result,
word.
you get the
The
result.
result, the goal, yeah, you reach the goal, but it can also be a nutcracker.
Okay, all right, that's funny. Thank you very much. I love this one, and yeah, I hope you have a nice rest of your day, and I see you soon.
Thank you, Hannah. Back to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul, you're the latest one to join the publisher team, which was in August this year. And I'm really excited to hear about how these past few months have gone and what you've learned along the way. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, Anna. All good, how are you?
I'm also good, thank you. You described your year with the adjective interesting. Tell me why.
The year in general, like personally, was quite challenging because I finished my master thesis, I changed the jobs, I started at Format. And yeah, like I mean, was very dynamic, very challenging, but yeah, like in the end, rewarding and interesting.
What surprised you the most during your first months at AdFormat?
It's really interesting in Ad Format because it's the whole team is very dynamic and like in the process of change. And it's really interesting to participate because every idea is basically like welcome. Everybody have like an open ear and everybody's like young, dynamic and like ready to change. And that's what also like inspires me. And basically like personally, also like I see myself like very nicely like in a team because yeah, everybody is like somehow like looking for a challenge, looking for more efficient like co-working. And yeah, like for me, it's really important and I do like it.
Nice. So, but do you have anything else, like a learning or something you would also pass on to new members if they should be new members?
My learnings that maybe I could also pass for new members, like also connected to that, like be dynamic, be ready for challenges, be ready to come out of your bubble, let's say, like come out of your comfort zone because you will need it. Also from my side, I don't have that much experience like in communication, for example, like with clients, with publishers. This is, for example, like challenging for me. And yeah, contribute through your dynamism, contribute through your ideas, because yeah, everybody have like an open ear, and it's a team, it's a company, basically like in a process of change. And yeah, like basically like you can contribute quite a bit.
Nice. You already mentioned that it was the first time that you're also working with publishers. So do you also have like one specific like insight or learning you would pass also to publisher who are just getting started to work with that format?
Be open-minded. I mean, what also surprises me and positively, like AdFormat is also like have a big range of products that they offer. And as a publisher, also like if you're like open-minded towards the different products that AdFormat can offer, I think you can really also find like multiple connection points. So let's say like you can use like different products and somehow like also like find use for that like in your range as a publisher.
Do you have any specific goals or hopes or what are you excited about for 2024 at AdFormat?
Yeah, maybe for the next year also, like obviously we have many projects, many things in the pipe, like obviously like also like for the whole team, for myself, like also like with the personal projects in the team, I hope to realize them, to basically to finalize them. And yeah, keep on growing, keep on basically like developing also like as a team, which is also being made, basically like the co-working inside of the team. And yeah, to have a clear vision, to have clear goals as a team that basically all team members are aligned on and are motivated to follow in the end. This is my wish for 2025 at AdFormat.
Nice. Good luck with that. I think it will for sure it's gonna work out. I think the dynamic at the moment is very nice and you can see that you're really like straightforward and reaching the goals and also yeah, because I think there's so many young people in the team, it really like I really love that it's just yeah, this frischer Wind, fresh
Yes,
air
it's a nice vibe.
from
It's a fresh air, yeah.
Also, I would also would like to know about, you said like you had your master's in communication? No.
No, my master was also like a bit in logistics, let's say. But yeah, like from my own experience, like 4 years already now, like let's say in the market, the first 3 years in programmatic, like as an add-ups. And basically like the last year I was also like working actually with one of the publishers, basically also like in affiliate marketing, but as a ad operations management all the time. So also like let's say like my personal knowledge is more like in a technical side, and also like let's say integration, optimization. And yeah, what I'm like learning right now basically like in AdFormat is more the publisher side, especially like the communication. Also like upcoming next week I'm gonna have like my first event.
Is it Affiliate Connect event?
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
nice. So, as I said, you had more like also you have like already knowledge since a few years, but is it like now, is there something still which you learned new about affiliate marketing, or is there something which has been the most exciting for you to learn this year and why?
Programmatic, and basically like also like I wasn't really in direct communication with clients, more like through account managers. So the learning about like affiliate marketing in that sense, it's still like I would say also like in Germany, because I was also like working in the international field. In Germany, like the affiliate marketing networking, it's quite different, I would say, like also like to other countries, and also how everything works, how like the networks are somehow like connecting everybody, and yeah, just like learning more about the ecosystem of affiliate marketing specifically to Germany, but also what AdFormat does, also like obviously like in a more international broader field. Yeah, I would say that's a learning.
Okay, nice. And do you also, that's my last question, would you say, like, what would you say has been your last or like a biggest achievement in affiliate marketing? Do you have something specific or like a specific learning? Do you have any tools or anything which would you consider like as a big achievement?
Yes, I would say, especially like in the communication, which is also like rather new for me. But yeah, like the written communication, obviously, like AI is a big help. So every time, for example, like I send an email, it's just like throwing it to ChatGPT, like, okay, like correct it, like I don't know, like wrap it up. Which is still my ideas basically, like but you save time on the formulation, and at the same time still like you get like a result that is a bit more polished. Like obviously if you have like some small mistakes, like grammatic mistakes, it just adds to the efficiency. So I see it like very positively. And yeah, like obviously like AI is coming, and to my maybe not directly connected to affiliate marketing, but also like to my personal projects that I'm working on, is also basically data dashboards for controlling and reporting, and basically like also like visualization, standardization, automatization, which we're also like really busy with in AdFormat, with all the new products and projects in the pipe, which is for me also like basically like one of the tools. Automatize it, standardize it, make everything more efficient. So I think also like in affiliate marketing and abroad, that basically like also AdFormat is trying to go with the wave or going with the wave and like really contributing to that through basically also using the tools which we do.
Okay, nice. Thank you so much for these insights. And yeah,
Course.
my last fun question, because it's Christmas soon. If affiliate marketing were a Christmas figure, which one would it be, or what would it be?
An old wise Santa, I guess, with a long white beard.
Why?
I think
Because
because also like in affiliate marketing in the end, especially German affiliate marketing, and let's say also maybe outside of AdFormat, but like more advanced store, what also not surprises me, but also like what I really like, that basically like so many generations also come together. So also like older generations with a lot of expertise, and at the same time like young generations, like especially like all the team members of AdFormat, that are ready to basically like contribute with new ideas to bring like the fresh wind, like the fresh wind basically, and to really also like to wrap their head around like new tools like AI automation. And once you have basically like the mix out of both of them, somehow like you have like this basically like this old wise Santa, which has like the wisdom and the expertise, but at the same time also like optimistic and ready for new ideas, as Santa is, you know, he's a happy
Yeah,
figure somehow.
he's happy. He's always happy. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
And I
Hannah.
wish you all the best for next year.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lou, you've been a real hustler since joining the team, and I'm excited to hear how the past few months have gone and what you've learned along the way. Hey, Lou, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Hannah?
I'm also good, thank you. You described your year with the adjective new, and I'm not surprised because I think this year has been a roller coaster for all of us. But why would you describe it as new?
I would say new because I started working in the field of affiliate marketing in 2024. So it was a completely new field for me. So, of course, I had to learn many new things, face a lot of new challenges, and also get to know a completely new company, new people. So, build new connections with my team and with other people. So, I think new, everything new was the word that best describes this year.
Yeah, makes sense, makes sense. All right. I could see that you were also doing a big progress and process in the team. I think you joined the team in, when was it again? In February. So
February.
yeah, it's almost a year. And how would you describe your process of like what are your thoughts before making big decisions for your team or for your projects?
Yes, so we had a lot of new things coming up this year, so a lot of new decisions to make. And for me, what's always been important is like the impact that a new project, when a new project comes in, what impact does it have on the team? And it's always important to think about how to do this project the most efficient way and to also align it the best way with our goals as individuals, because we always want to achieve our personal goals, but also the company goals. So align the priorities and goals with ourselves and the company.
Nice. And you were mentioning now that like goals a lot. So do you have a specific, like how would you define, or how do you know if a project was successful for you, like beyond just numbers, like personally or at work?
Yeah, I think it's important to see what impact a project had on the team, mm-hmm. and especially to think, okay, did we learn something from this new project that we had? And did we improve our workflow? I think it's been like the main thing for us as a team also, to improve our workflows. If we learned something from it, if we managed to build a new process. So if that bring value to us in terms of learning something new, and in the end, being able to do something in a more efficient way, in the easier way, and then also with less maybe manual workload, then I think we can consider it something successful for us.
To reach your goals, do you also have specific tools which have helped you work this year? Can you name us a few, or how do you organize yourself?
Yes, so we have some more traditional tools like Linear, for example, which is what mm-hmm. helps us to have all the little tasks under control. But we also implemented this year the new tool Copper, for example, which being an affiliate company is really helpful to like organize all the new leads, all the new people that get involved. So that was definitely helpful. And
it's a CRM tool, right?
It's a CRM tool, yeah. Exactly. So we learned how to use that as well this mm-hmm. year. But being also a very, very tech-oriented company, mm-hmm. definitely AI tools. Yeah. Any AI tools have been on the top of our list to get our work done mm-hmm. more efficiently, faster, mm-hmm. and get more input, and also to maybe get already put down our ideas, but then make them a little bit better with a lot of AI tools, definitely.
Nice. Yeah, it's totally understandable, because I feel like there is so much, like, I don't know, it's just helpful, and I think if you know like how to use it right, it's very nice in every way, and to bring also like maybe a new input or new ideas, also in communication with the publishers and the clients.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. And also, if you have, like you said, like you get help from different tools, and also they're very helpful for you, but is there still like when you get faced with unknown, you have some creativity, like how to use your creativity to find strategic solutions for it, or beyond AI tools?
Yeah, I think using creativity in a world like marketing or affiliate marketing in this case is a little bit unconventional, because mm-hmm. we are not painters or musicians. So I think it's always good to combine strategy and mm-hmm. creativity, because I think thinking a little bit outside the box can help you to find a creative way into a more strategic plan, for example. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to approach maybe unconventional, like brainstorm unconventional approaches, for example, or like something that we are doing, like start doing something completely different than what we have been doing until now. So yeah, creativity is more like about exploring possibilities of doing processes different ways than what we've been doing. Yeah.
Nice. As you already mentioned, it's also your very first year in affiliate marketing. So a completely new industry to explore, and new people and new tools. What do you think is the most important trend shaping affiliate marketing at the moment? Do you have a specific insight, or what was something which was completely new for you? I mean, there were a lot of things which completely new, but can you maybe tell us a bit about this?
Yeah, I can say what really stand out to me is how much important is becoming transparency and trust. Because I think every party involved in affiliate marketing really wants to bring forward transparent mm-hmm. processes. And I think people want to see something relatable and mm-hmm. real. Mm-hmm. So I think every tool that is helping transparency is becoming more and more important in affiliate marketing. When it comes to the brands or the campaigns that we bring, I think that we bring to the publishers, for example, I think something that has to do with being able to personalize something or something that people can relate to is trending right now. I think that's also why we see a lot of things like user-generated content, or whenever the people have the possibility to edit and put a little bit of more personality in what they're doing. I think it's helping people to build trust also, mm-hmm. also when buying then a product. So also in the final step.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can really relate to this because I feel like everything is always so, I don't know, it's not like something you see in your real world, you know, in a way, because you see, you get so many ads. I just learned recently that you see like daily more than 1,000 ads. So I feel like if there's everything is the same and everything is like so unreal and not accessible, it's really difficult to relate to it. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. To stand out, you have to be relatable and to really connect.
Exactly. To wrap things up, I also have a last question for you, which is a bit holiday themed since Christmas is around the corner. So if affiliate marketing were a Christmas figure, which one would it be and why?
Mm-hmm. I think affiliate marketing would be the elves that help Santa. Mm-hmm. Because I think like the elves are kind of someone that always gets forgotten because they like to work behind the scene. Mm-hmm. And I think affiliate marketing does a little bit the same, because when we see big brands, we think about the big products that we want to buy, and the kids are somehow the people who buy the products. But I feel like affiliate marketing is the one working behind the scene, bringing like the big products, like the ads, to the people who then buy. And also because like the elves are helping Santa to create something big, and we also help the big brands to have more reach. So yeah. I think it would make sense that we are the elves of Christmas.
It's true. It's a good one. I love because Paul said Santa. And you said elves, because I think like they're very like connected, obviously.
Yeah.
And you could see it from both ways, because like on the one hand, it's like really like you can't see them that much, like the elves. But on the other hand, the Santa is like also like it's so long in the branch, sure. But people are not aware of it that much. That's why I also want to talk more about it. So it's like, yeah, it's a good mix. I like it.
Yeah, true.
Good one. Thank you so much for your insights and to share your knowledge and also your experience. And yeah, I wish
thank you for this nice talk.
Thank you too. And I hope you have a really good and successful 2025.
I wish that to you as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Maria, or as well we like to call you, Event Queen, welcome to this episode. You've had such a key role in representing us at events this year, and I can't wait to dive into your experience and insights. And you've described your year with the adjective, how was it?
Metamorphic.
I don't even know this word. You described your year with the adjective metamorphic. And I'm really curious about why did you choose this word? And yeah, tell us about how did you describe it, or how would you describe it?
So I chose this word because it means transformation and growth. And for me, 2024.
Metamorphic.
Yes.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah, and 2024 for me has been a year of transformation and growth, both personally and also professionally. So I started working at Advanstore in July, and since then I have been learning so many new skills, expanding my network, and also understanding my impact in the industry as well. Therefore, I chose metamorphic.
That's really nice. It's like a little butterfly who's coming for, yeah, right?
Exactly.
Like the metamorphose.
Yes, exactly.
Nice, nice. I'm really glad to hear that. And also that you had like both like, yeah, in your professional way and also like, yeah, in your life. So I'm glad you had a good year, because I felt like 2024 was really a year of shifting. Like I could also feel this in my life. Like there was so much shifts and like new challenges and new ways. Yeah.
Which
nice,
is,
nice adjective.
Thank you.
Sorry?
Which is great, that there is always challenges to develop yourself, to understand better yourself. That's I really enjoy this part of...
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes you have to be forced into this role to make changes. Yeah. It was your first year, but you've had a front row seat to the affiliate world at events this year. And do you want to tell us and which events did you attend and what was your most exciting moment at events this year?
Sure. So my first event was the Affiliate Connect by Advanster and SalesMatter, mm-hmm. which was a really nice experience because, of course, we could meet so many people from the industry in Berlin mm-hmm. and exchange opinions, see where we can collaborate together, grow together. So that was already a really nice first step for me. Then I have been participating also to the Demesco in Cologne. And that was also a nice experience. Was my first fair trade show. Mm-hmm. So that was great because I finally could dive in to this experience, get to know so many people, new businesses, really a nice one. Then I had the great opportunity to participate as well in the Tactics of Mallorca.
So nice. I saw it. It was the first time in Mallorca, right?
Yes. Exactly. It was the first time in Mallorca, which made it even more special, I would say. It was nice to meet so many people from around Germany. The location was amazing, of course. Really nice vibes and also interesting insights from the different presentations. And after that, I had the great pleasure to go also to London for the PL Live. Mm-hmm. That was, I would say, my favorite experience because it was in the international landscape. So having the opportunity to meet so many people from the advertiser side, from the network side, but also from the publisher side, where I'm actually more active in, from different markets in Europe and also outside of Europe, was a great opportunity. And I think that I really enjoyed this experience.
Nice, nice. And do you already have some events also planned for next year? Or like you just realized, okay, this is really my thing. I really want to go to even more. Or
how's... we plan already to participate to the OMR. And this is the only event that right now is in our plan list. But of course, I'm really looking forward to see what is waiting for us in 2025.
Nice, nice. And you already mentioned a few things that you like to be, also like to connect with people, international and national. Do you have like specific trends or insight you bring back from the 2024 events?
Yes, I really appreciate, for example, the tactics in Mallorca. We talk about the internationalization of the DACH market. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great opportunity for us in Germany, the DACH market in general, to grow because always having the opportunity to meet people from different markets give us also the chance to explore more, to learn better, exchange knowledge. So I think that this is a really beautiful goal that we are putting now in the DACH market. And I hope that we'll go forward for that.
Okay, nice. Good luck with this. But I really think so that it's also, just going forward. Do you also like, how did you experience when you went to events? How events strengthen partnerships in the affiliate industry. I know that, for example, also like in the evening when they're like the Connect events, they're also like, they're always the best deals. That's what people always say. How was your experience and how, did you also had a specific moment or just in general, what can you tell us about your experience at events?
Well, I think that there is a time to work and there is a time also to have some fun. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was really nice to have the opportunity to meet so many different people and to understand how they work, how we can work together, but also just to enjoy the people at the fair as well. So to have the possibility to get to know each other in a personal level, that was really beautiful. So I think that when the organizations decide to do also an event after the fair show, is a good option because like this, we can also enjoy the place, enjoy the people around. So yeah, so there is a time for everything. And
Right? Yeah, that's true. And You were already mentioning that PI Live London was your favorite one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say that this was really like outstanding, or why should more people should attend in this, like in our industry, to this event or to this event specifically? Yeah.
I think that it was really well organized. Mm-hmm. There was space for any part of the affiliate marketing. So I think that is a great opportunity, especially for the DACH market, because if our goal is to get more international, that's the right space to start being involving into international markets and to exchange potential collaborations, opinions, knowledge. So I think that it's just the right space to meet international people.
Okay. So you would say the biggest value for affiliates attending events are like to connect and just like out of the normal work atmosphere, and like also to speak face to face.
Exactly. So our work is mainly online, of course, especially after 2020 we have been moving more into home office work. So these events give us also the opportunity to finally meet in person those collaborators that have been working with us in so much time. Mm-hmm. So this is great for us to finally meet in person, to exchange, to understand better what we mean, the way we communicate. So it is a great opportunity for everybody, of course, in the affiliate network.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. So to wrap things up, I also have a fun holiday themed question at the end. So if affiliate marketing were a Christmas figure, which one would it be and why?
This is a really interesting and difficult question. And
she said before we started this episode that it was the most difficult question for her. So it means a lot. I'm very curious.
But the first thing that comes into my mind is the gingerbread man,
mm-hmm.
because it is about transformation and continuous movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, more or less what we do as well into the affiliate marketing.
Nice. That's a good one. You also like gingerbread?
Yes.
Man.
It's also simple.
But it's not a thing to eat it, right? A gingerbread man. Or is it a thing?
I think that you can also do them with a goal to be eaten, but it can be also decoration.
Yeah. Oh yeah, true. It's more decoration. I don't know. I just thought about food. All right. Thank you so much, Maria, and for your insights, and also for taking us on a journey through your 2024. And also, I'm really glad that you joined the team. I think you're doing a really big impact, and to bring also your energy in this team. And I'm really curious to see how your journey will be in 2025. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Hannah.
Bye. Micha, you've been part of the Adforma team for a while now, and you've been working as a working student since last year while studying information and data management. I would love to know how 2024 was for you from a technical perspective. So you've described the year as turbulent. Why?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me, Hannah. I feel like turbulent describes it best, because the year itself was quite fun, and we did some restructuring in our team, and we were able to build a common ground for it to face new challenges. And for me personally, I was also able to do my internship at the IT department at Advanced Store this year, which gave me the opportunity to understand our processes better, because I've been working at this company for almost 4 years now, and I got the chance to look underneath and also understand how much effort is going into maintenance and making sure that all processes are aligned perfectly.
Nice. That sounds very nice. I'm glad you could also explore your work from a different perspective. Do you have any results from this year you are most proud of?
Sure. Yeah, I feel like I'm most proud of the amount of publishers that we were able to keep on board, mm-hmm. because I see that we spend so much time talking to publishers and making sure that we take care of possible problems or challenges. And this makes me happy, because we receive good feedback, which means that we're probably doing something right.
Since you are the techie of the Adforma team, how important is technology in affiliate marketing? And since you were also joining the IT for an internship, what did you learn about this year? Or like, what are your new learnings and knowledge?
Like, in my opinion, technology is very important in affiliate marketing because the market itself is so competitive. And to achieve the best results possible, you need to have some sort of strategy in terms of technology to be able to target potential customers and also make sure to deliver ads at the right time. And when it comes to this topic, we need to understand that affiliate marketing is all about the experience. And sometimes we tend to forget that there are people behind these KPIs that we analyze on a daily basis, you know? So in short, I feel like making sure that you as a company operate on a single point of truth will make you stand out, because you will be able to make decisions more precisely to stay profitable.
All right, very interesting. So you described it as like very, very successful year, also like from the technical perspective, from your experience. Do you have any technical improvements you would like to see in the coming year?
Yeah, of course I do. So as I was saying in the beginning, you need a single point of truth to be able to make decisions. And this aspect plays a huge role when it comes to setting up campaigns and adjusting settings based on previous experiences. And when it comes to this aspect, it is important for both the publisher and the advertiser to understand each other's needs. And not only technical improvements will make you successful, but also making sure that both sides understand how, for example, campaign data will get tracked. And this will hopefully minimize also misconceptions. And in general, I think a fair share for all parties along the user journey should be taken into account. So when it comes to the actual improvements, listening to the partner's needs and trying to transform them into actual requirements should be prioritized over a fast product or feature launch. And also making sure to collect feedback over and over again to keep track of possible improvements is key.
That sounds very motivating and for next year. So is there also something you are excited about personally in your 2024, like especially for your studies?
So I'm currently studying information and data management, and we do have a strong focus on aspects that are related to this topic, but I'm like specifically interested in learning more about coding algorithms so that I can solve, for example, specific problems. And we also talk about how knowledge and information can be transmitted within the company, which I find very important as well.
All right. Thank you so much for these insights. I wish you all the best for next year. To wrap things up, I have a last question for you. So if affiliate marketing were a Christmas figure, which one would it be and why?
Yeah, I was kind of like thinking a lot about this question, and I feel like affiliate marketing is kind of giving Santa Claus, because like affiliate marketing is all about how you treat your partners. And when you have a good and honest relationship with your partners, hard work will pay off for you. And especially because the market, you know, as I said in the beginning itself, is so competitive, like only honest and transparent partners will thrive in the end. And in short, when you do good, you will get rewarded.
That's a good one. All right. Thank you so much for the quick dialogue. It was very exciting to talk to you and hear your perspective and insights about this year. And I wish you a very successful year 2025. And I see you soon.
Thank you, Hannah. See you. Bye-bye.
This was the last episode of Digital Dialogues for this year. I'm incredibly grateful to everyone who has joined my podcast so far, and I can't wait for 2025. You can look forward to new topics, guests, and engaging dialogues. So for now, I'm just gonna say thank you and wish you all a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.